collective self and the goal of feeling good. For quite some time, it was getting harder and harder to raise vibration of individual or collective. So many things in the world happened and are happening that actually prove this. And I hope that everything what you hear on this podcast and what you hear on other people's platforms who have the goal, as do I, to help humanity reach the level of consciousness that is needed so that we are progressing into the right direction, which is the direction of health, prosperity, love, and positivity. I really hope that whatever you hear on our platforms helps you to think about raising vibration, raising positive thinking, mental health, improving mental health. And also, when you think about how you feel, think about how other people feel around you. Because imagine you are one droplet of water in a glass full of water, but you're also interacting with other droplets of water, right, in the glass. So you are an individual, of course, but you also belong to the collective. Not only like one part of the group, as many would think, you are belonging to the whole planet Earth. And that's why it's important when you think about raising your own vibration and working on your own mental health, to also think that while you do that, you also influence other people that you are interacting with or not. Because your energy can spread so much further from your physical body. Your spirit body can, an energetic body can be so big that you can spread your energy to many, many people that you actually do not know. And like conclusion, maybe in for this intro, let's say, never neglect how you feel, even if the time is hard, even if the world looks crazy and like everything is falling apart, never neglect how you feel. Work on the level of your positivity, high vibration. Work on your mental health, on your brain health. And consider, always consider, how others around you feel as well. We are all one. I'm repeating that since forever in this podcast, but also like in my writings and with whomever I talk to. We're all connected. We're all one on this planet Earth and further on. So when we consider ourselves, we have to consider other people too. When we are talking about these concepts of individual and collective, I would like to just make kind of a sentence or two about how that is defined. And let's start like with a collective identity. So the collective identity are all the beliefs, all the feelings, all the ideas of a group of people that are working towards a common goal, right? But in that collective identity, we also have a collective self. And that is the part of a person's self-concept that we share with the other members of the group that we belong to. So we belong to some group based on common identification, which means like we have the same beliefs and feelings and ideas about certain things, but we also have our own self-beliefs, self-concepts, and we share them with that group. Okay, so that's how we can define these two concepts, the collective identity and the collective self. Nowadays, we are witnessing in the world a lot of that separation, right? Like we either belong to one group or to the other group, and we have to kind of choose to which group we belong to. If we want to belong to both sides, or we want to belong to everyone, that just doesn't sit right. Like it's engraved in a culture that we have to choose a side. And that actually works against us, I have to say. Even though for certain things, like we do have groups, like a book club or something, that has a different energetic and vibrational level than choosing, I don't know, some political identity that maybe has a lower vibration or something. I just think that belonging to a group is very important because we are social beings, and belonging to a group improves memory, which is a super important thing, right, for our brain health and mental health. I just want us to be careful to which group we choose to belong to based on, does it make us feel good? Does it make us feel better? Does it work as some propeller that will help our life to get better, to get more meaning, you know? Because without meaning and purpose, we all lose motivation. We all lose, like, basically the will sometimes to go through our days. So that is why it's very important that we belong to a group that will support positivity and help us reach higher state of being. Not in a short term though, but in the long term. So we need to observe how we feel in a long term belonging to some group. And now I'm rambling about group, but what I also said in the beginning and what I want for all of us to achieve is that we belong to everybody, to the whole like the whole society, the whole humanity, we belong to each other. I would prefer that the group, like the final group that we belong to and that we have the same goal with and the same ideas and beliefs, is actually the whole humanity on this planet Earth. That our collective self belongs to collective identity of the group of every human being on this planet Earth. And that our common goal is the goal of feeling good. Because if you're feeling good, now we go into a bit of psychology and medicine, and something that is very familiar to many of you that are listening this podcast. And that is, if you feel good, your immune system will be on a good level. You will fight infections, bacterial, viral, doesn't matter, in a much better way and much stronger than if you are not feeling mentally okay and not feeling good. That is just a fact. So if we want to be healthy, prosperous, we need to feel good. And we need to belong to this society as a whole and not divide anymore into unhealthy groups and be forced to choose sides. Another thing that came to my mind with all this thinking about how these days we are fighting to raise our vibration and what can we do to improve that and accept realizing that we belong to each other, that we are one, and that if we improve our own state, we will improve the state of other people on the planet as well. Also is thinking about why we are here on this planet. Why did we come? Why are we born? And what behavior from past lives brought us to this lifetime, to live in this lifetime, to witness these life events and to fight these fights that we are fighting now. That brought me to the term of karma, and as I already mentioned, past lives, and how are all of these things connected? It's such a huge topic, and it's several episodes can be made only on that, on past lives, this lifetime, karma, spirits, and I won't go deeper into that. But I will just say a few sentences that can be directly connected to the self-identity and collective identity. And that is, first of all, as I mentioned before, think about your own feelings, but consider other feelings, the other people's feelings too. Because in the acts of kindness, we don't feel alone. If we do some kind act towards another human being, we feel that connection, that spark. And both we that did something good and the person who received that good deed from us, we want to repeat that. And that is something that connects us to higher consciousness, which is amazing fact, really. So kindness is the thing that connects us in this lifetime or in past lifetime. Somebody did something good and now we meet again because we want to reconnect, repeat this. But it's not only kindness. It's also, unfortunately, tragedy, separation, emptiness. We lose somebody in this lifetime and then we reconnect in the next because we want to continue our story. We feel empty without that person. Or that happened in the past and then we meet them in this lifetime because the story is not over. There is that power that draws people to reconnect, and that is the true nature of karma. Because we often say that karma is something like you do good, the good will return, or you do bad and the bad will return. That's kind of the most known thing about karma. But karma is also the force that brings us together over and over again, one lifetime after the other lifetime. We reconnect, we explore, we expand, and we just enjoy that feeling of connection with each other. Sometimes we meet people in this lifetime, like my personal story, my father, whom I lost early, and he was my father in this lifetime. And maybe we had to meet in this lifetime because we were cut short in the previous lifetime, and we had to finish some story or some lesson so that I can then transfer that lesson to other people that I meet in this lifetime. Or, which I hope can be also true, because our time together in this lifetime was cut short, we will meet in the next lifetime to continue exploring our connection, either again as a parent child or as a friend or a grandparent or whoever he might be in our next lifetime. And that is something amazing to think about when we say we have self, that collective self, but we also belong to collective identity. So we should think about these karmic connections as well. We are the droplet in a glass full of water in this lifetime. We should be always in a mental space of knowing that we belong to each other, we are not separated, and we should not let lower vibration groups and people separate us, because we will still reconnect. As we were connected before, so shall we be connected further on. And in conclusion, my wonderful people listening this podcast, I wish a lot of hope in your hearts for much easier days to come. A lot of love in your souls for all the people that surround you, and the ones that do not surround you, but you know that they are there and you feel they want your love. I wish you to feel everyday connection to yourself, your true self, and also connection to everybody on this planet Earth. Meditate, write, be grateful, and pray. Those are the things that we should focus on to raise our vibration so that we can piece by piece, step by step, reach that higher consciousness state that we want to be at. I'm sending you lots of love, and I really hope that you're doing fine. Be strong and pray. Lots of love. Selena. Please visit aliveandawake.org, which is my WordPress page. So each episode of this podcast can be also read as a blog post. But also Alive and Awake now has its fiction writing page. So I'm also writing fiction, and my book Phoenix in Me will be available on 14th of November on Kindle, and on 21st of November on Amazon. So please find a book if you enjoy fiction. It's a wonderful novel about rising from the ashes of our lives. And yeah, Alive and Awake also has that fiction side of the writings that I do. And on the page Destination X on aliveandawake.org, you can see a couple of posts from my upcoming book, and you can meet some of the characters from my upcoming book. That's like a sneak peek, and I really hope you can find me there as well.